This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't have the exact number of people who are Americans who are there. And those who may have come home to the United States. We want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas they've captured to prevent images from being published. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. As the Taliban took over Afghanistan, Russia has been preparing for the rapid developments, working methodically for years to lay the groundwork for relations with the insurgent group. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
Whilst Russia officially recognizes the Taliban as a terrorist organization, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized this week that the insurgent group have shown promising signs. We see encouraging signals from the Taliban, who are declaring their desire to form a government with the participation of other political forces. Immediately after the Taliban takeover, Russia said it wouldn't evacuate its embassy in Kabul, unlike many other countries. Last month, a Taliban delegation visited Moscow, where they guaranteed not to threaten the interests of Russia and its ex-Soviet allies in Central Asia. Taliban spokesperson Mohammad Sahel Shaheen.
We will not allow anyone, any individual, any entity to use the soil of Afghanistan against the neighboring country, the regional country, and the world country.
I'm Karen Chamas.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has extended a nationwide lockdown as the number of COVID-19 cases in the country jumped and the outbreak widened beyond its largest city, Auckland, to the capital, Wellington. Ardern extended the lockdown until midnight August 24th, saying the outbreak had widened to other cities.
All in all, that tells us we need to continue to be cautious and that we need more time before we have the complete picture. We need to change our settings.
New Zealanders had been living virus-free and without curbs until Ardern on Tuesday ordered a snap 3-day nationwide lockdown and 7-day shutdown in Auckland after discovering the country's first case since February. Ardern has won praise for containing local transmission of COVID-19 via an elimination strategy, imposing tough lockdowns and shutting New Zealand's international border in March of 2020. Damaged or impassable roads again hindered efforts on Friday to deliver aid to remote parts of Haiti, devastated by an earthquake last weekend that killed more than 2,000 people, even as hope of finding those still missing is fading. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said Friday, quote, "We are all absolutely overwhelmed." He said every commune, every city, every village near the epicenter was very hard hit. Tropical Storm Grace, which hit Haiti earlier this week, has also made it harder to find victims of last Saturday's tremor, which destroyed tens of thousands of homes and killed more than 2,100 people. Authorities say some 332 people are still missing. Haiti is also reeling from last month's assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.